Hey, this is DK, and you're listening to the DK Speaks podcast, where we discuss actionable and implementable tips and tricks to run a successful online business. After you listen to this episode, head over to dkspeaks.com for all the show notes and resources to help build your business. Hello and welcome to the DK Speaks podcast, and this is your host DK, and we are into episode 5 of the show today. One of the questions that I very frequently get from my blog readers are, how do you stay productive, or how do you ensure that you're productive? Now, one of the biggest problems that I faced when I jumped into the internet marketing world was the difficulty in staying productive. So this question is very obvious, and I'm sure a lot of you will have the same question. Now, internet marketing is a very simple business. And just as everything else, it is the simplest things that we tend to ignore and miss out on. Now, I still remember one of my early mentors asking me, do you know how much a morning walk can benefit you? I said, yes, absolutely. He asked, what is the most difficult part about walking, the activity? And I replied, nothing. It is so simple. You just need to walk. He then smiled at me and asked me, so do you go for a morning walk? And I very reluctantly replied, no. But that is because I have and before I could continue, he interrupted me and said, everyone knows the benefit of a morning walk and the goodness it can bring to your body. It is probably one of the simplest things to do because there is nothing complex about it. Yet, hardly anybody does it. Do you know why? I nodded in a no, and he continued. It is because the simplest things tend to take the last position in your to-do list, because it is very simple. And these simplest things are the ones that can be best pushed to the next day because they are so simple, and it's too simple to be done today. If you think at what he said, you will find that what he said was actually true. The problem with internet marketing is the fact that there is no monetary investment, and this is one of the biggest reasons why we tend to be lazy. But only if we could picture the reasons why we set out at the first place to start an internet marketing business, we would not push any task to tomorrow and instead complete it today itself. So on that note, let's start how to be more productive in internet marketing. While what I'm going to discuss is specific to what I'm doing in internet marketing, the tips that I'm going to share in this show is something that you can use in anything. It could be in your day-to-day 9-to-5 job. It could be in your in the time that you spend to play in, you know, it could be the time that you spend that to ensure that you're following your hobby. It can be used in anything. Okay, so as a blogger, I'm almost always impacted by the problem of procrastination. The tomorrow that I push that post to never comes, and I end up staying up late at night writing, editing, and publishing my posts. This again leads to a multitude of problems like the lack of quality, poor presentation, inadequate coverage of the topic, etc. A couple of years back, I read about this nice little simple trick called Pomodoro technique. You can search for it on Google and you will find a ton of articles telling you about what Pomodoro technique is all about. Just to put it in one simple sentence, this is one of the best and proven methods to improve productivity, and it was developed somewhere in the 1980s. It follows a very simple methodology. It uses a timer to break down your work into small intervals, traditionally about 25 minutes. And it is followed by a 5-minute break. Now, it is based on the simple idea that frequent breaks can improve mental agility. Now, this technique has a lot of benefits. It makes you stick to a schedule. It stimulates your brain cells to think. It brings that sense of urgency into you, and above all, it improves productivity like you would have never imagined. So let us straight away get into what this technique is all about and how this technique works. So this is how the technique works. In the first step, you decide on the task that you want to do. Now in our case, because I'm talking about blogging, in our case, the task that we want to do is to write a blog post. Then you set your timer to 25 minutes. Once you've done that, start writing your post and just write. Don't bother editing or correcting or even checking the sentence structure or grammar of what you're writing. Just write. Work until the timer rings. When the timer rings, go and take a short break. Now, the recommendation is that you take about 5 minutes of break, but I usually take about 10 minutes break. So it's entirely up to you, but don't take a break that is longer than 10 minutes. Once you've done with your break, come back on time and start again. So you would have set your timer again for another 25 minutes. Start your timer and start again. Now repeat this until 4 such productive intervals. So once you spend 4 intervals of 25 minutes each writing what you wanted to write, stop. After that, you go and take a long break of about 30 minutes. So that is it that is there to that technique. Now there is a slight twist to this technique that I have added so that it suits me. What I do is I time myself to finish my post in the first 2 intervals, which is what I achieve almost every time these days. You know, with all of that practice that I've had over the last couple of years, I've managed to do that. I've managed to ensure that I finish my post in the first 2 intervals, which is about 50 minutes. If you get stretched, ensure that it doesn't go beyond the 3rd interval. So once you finish the post, once you've taken a break, and when you come back, use the 4th interval for editing and proofreading. So if in your case, you've been able to finish your post only by the 3rd interval, then what you need to do is you will have to stretch your timing to another interval. So which means that in the 4th interval, what you do is you edit and do the proofreading and stretch it to another interval, which is a 5th interval, to finish everything and schedule it for posting. So when you do that, what happens is, in these 4 or 5 intervals of 25 minutes, you're able to do everything that you wanted to do, complete the task, schedule it, and ensure that your post goes out on time on the day that you plan to publish it. And what I do is, I do this every 2 days before the actual date of publishing the post. So if I am planning to publish my post on the 20th of May, what I do is I follow this technique and write my post on the 18th of May so that I have enough time. If I want to go and maybe edit or add anything to the post. So if you would like to read more about this technique, it's a very simple technique. There is nothing, no rocket science to it. But if you want to read more about this technique and perfect it, or when you want to learn more about how and what's of this technique, then there are some resources that I've put together in the show notes below. You can go to dkspeaks.com, see the show notes, and you can use one of these resources to learn more about this technique. Now, on that point, let me come to the second most important part of being productive. So if you notice, there was something that I said a few minutes back. What I said is, I do it 2 days before the actual date of publishing the post. So that means that I have pre-planned the dates of publishing a post. That's right. So you need to ensure that you're maintaining a calendar. It is extremely important. Unless you plan and calendarize it, you will never be able to keep a track of what you want to do, by when you want to do, and how you plan to do it. So it is extremely important that you maintain a calendar. It might sound as if it's a very huge thing to do, but calendarizing is extremely simple. All that you need to do is just keep a calendar. I would prefer that you keep a hard copy, a paper calendar, and write down what you want to achieve in that. But if you're not able to do that, you can always use a digital calendar, like a Google calendar or maybe your Outlook calendar to calendarize things. Now, when it comes to blogging, I use a nice little WordPress plugin called as WordPress Editorial Calendar, which helps me plan my posts and calendarize it inside of WordPress. And the best part is that it is free and simple to use. It has a very nice drag and drop option. So all that you need to do is, you know, you can just drag and drop your posts from one day to the other and it just gets realigned. It's that simple. In addition to this, I also use some nice and simple project management tools to ensure that I stay organized and I'm on goal when it comes to managing my projects. So let me tell you about some of these project management tools that I use. In fact, these are the only project management tools that I use, and it helps me keep track of everything that I want to do and also helps me stay organized and stay productive. The first one is Trello. Now, Trello is a project creation and a management tool. It's a nice visually enhanced project creation and a management tool. It helps you create boards, create lists within the boards, tasks within the boards, and add cards to it. Now, you can create a board for each of your projects. For example, if you plan to publish a book, you can create a board for the specific project. You can put timelines to it. Then you can add a list of activities to do. Maybe you want to hire somebody to write the book. You want to hire somebody to design the book. You would want to hire somebody to edit your book. So all of these things, all of these activities that you want to do, you can list down these activities and then put a due date to each of these. Once you've done with that, you can add specific tasks to each of these activities. Or if you want to add maybe cards, you can even add pictures and images to your cards, to each of these lists, so that you can see it visually. So because it's very appealing visually, it is easy to manage things. And add to it the fact that it comes with a nice drag and drop feature. You can easily drag any one of these activities. Like, for example, there is a specific activity in one of this task that you want to achieve. So when that activity is finished, if you want to move that into a different one, you can just drag that and drop it into the other one, and you can find that the activity is there in the other one. So this drag and drop feature, the visually appealing dashboard, all of this helps you ensure that you're able to manage it easily and smoothly. And you can also stay organized, and you can keep track of what you want to do to ensure that you're not missing out on your due dates. The second tool that I use is Evernote. Now, you might have already heard about Evernote. It is probably the best note-taking and staying organized tool. And I find a ton of uses, handy uses with Evernote. Since you have an option of a web interface, a desktop interface, and a mobile app, it is very easy to stay synced. So you can sync all of these. So if you don't have access to your computer, and if you're on your mobile, then all that you need to do, if you got an idea, just quickly jot it down in Evernote on your mobile phone. And you can sync that with your desktop interface. So when you're back on your computer, you have this note there on the Evernote interface on your desktop. Take that specific idea, drop it into the Trello dashboard, create a project with that, and you're on your first step of staying organized and staying productive. So Evernote is a very handy app, and with their very simple and very economical plans, if at all you want to go premium, you can always go premium. But even the free option with Evernote is very handy and has a ton of features that you're sure to like. The third tool that I use is called as Todoom. Now, Todoom is a very simple tool. It's a nice little free tool that helps you keep track of your time and goals. It's very simple to use and very handy. Don't be deceived by the simplicity of the tool, because it can help you accomplish a lot of tasks within the time frame that you've set to finish it off in. So all that you need to do in Todoom is go to the dashboard, log in, enter each of your tasks, and put a due date to it. And once you've done that, just go about working on it. Todoom will keep sending you periodic reminders on each of the tasks that you are to accomplish, along with the time remaining on each of these tasks. So if at all you happen to get late on any of these tasks, it sends you a warning signal saying you're late in one of your activities. So it is that simple, but it is very handy because it continuously reminds you that you're supposed to finish a specific task on a specific date or time. The fourth and the last tool that I use is Workflowy. Now, Workflowy is another project management tool similar to that of Trello, but doesn't have all the visually appealing aspects of Trello. But it's very handy. I use a combination of Trello and Workflowy in all of my project management activities. Now, Workflowy again has a very simple interface that flows in the form of a tree. So, you know, each of the things that go into a project is shown as a tree. Like, for example, if your project is to launch an ebook, that'll be the first line item, followed by a list of activities that you want to do. Each will be a tree. When you click on that, it'll expand, and the expansion will further have the list of activities that you are supposed to accomplish in each of those individual line items. So it's very easy, very simple to use. You can just create a project, add branches to it, further branch it down depending upon the activities in each of the tasks that are involved. So these are the only four tools that I use, and I can tell you that these four tools are more than enough to stay organized and stay productive in whatever you're doing. You can find links to all these tools in the show notes below. So go ahead, go to dkspeaks.com, check the show notes, and you should find a link to all of these tools that I just spoke about in this show. So these are the only things I use in order to stay organized and to stay productive. But one very important aspect of all of this is that this gives me a lot of time to spend with my little daughter, because it is important that you do that. And you will only be able to do that if you are organized. You will be surprised to find that you were able to find a lot of time in every day of yours when you stay organized. You will feel surprised when you find when you see that a lot of the activities that you were spending so much of time on did not actually take that much time. And another important aspect, sometimes when I just don't feel like doing anything, what I do is I simply shut down my computer and spend a few peaceful minutes or maybe even a day with my family. What it does, it rejuvenates me, it refreshes me, and it prepares me for all the challenges ahead so that I can come back refreshed and start off everything on a very strong note. So what do you do in order to stay productive? What is your biggest problem with staying productive? Do let me know your thoughts by commenting below. I would love to hear that. And if there is anything that you want me to discuss in the further episodes of the DK Speaks podcast, we can take that up and discuss that in one of these shows. Head over to dkspeaks.com for the show notes and other important resources. If you liked this podcast, don't forget to rate me here and share it with your friends. Your ratings are extremely important for me, and it helps in the ratings for the show as well. It helps me. It'll also help me, produce even better shows for you on other topics that you might want to hear from me on. So head over to dkspeaks.com for the show notes and other important resources. You can also find links to the tools that we discussed today in the show notes there. So until the next episode, this is DK signing off from the DK Speaks podcast.